The late, great Kirstie McCall wrapping up a Viva La Mock radio program. It was actually 20 years ago this weekend we lost Kirstie McCall to a tragic boating accident at the age of 41. Before the Kirstie McCall, I'm going to say it's Kay Dansburg and Sean McPherson, but it could be Kai Dansburg, and I'm going to have to verify this because it's K-A-I is how she spells her name. But their song with The Day Before Christmas from the Yuletide Wave compilation that recently came out. Don't forget, next weekend, the Mockster's playing only Christmas music, and I'm gonna see if I can do it throughout the day. So just tune in on Christmas Day to WRCT, and if it's not Zombo or some other regularly showed scheduled program, it might be the Mockster playing you some Christmas songs. And I start out the entire set there with Miss Dolly Parton. It's been 40 years ago today that the movie 9 to 5 debuted, so played some 9 to 5 for you. Hey, that's the Viva La Mock radio program. I appreciate you listening each and every Friday evening. I will catch you next weekend, next Friday, for a special Christmas edition of the Viva La Mock radio show.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. You are listening to the Deep Blues Hour here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Steve. I'll be bringing you 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. And in this show, we're going to hear from Josh White, a nice pre-war tune from that gentleman. Big Joe Turner on the piano will be joining us, as well as a fine piano player, Mose Vinson, out of Memphis, Tennessee. He'll be in the show as well. So stick around. Lots of good music coming your way. We're going to start off the program, though, this hour with Howlin' Wolf. Here he is from a disc called Live and Cookin' at Alice's. This is I Didn't Know from 1972. Howlin' Wolf here on the Deep Blues Hour.
For those of you concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you the best music.
Thank you.
I thought I'd slip that in, a little kind of rockabilly tune there from the Sun record label, which not only kind of pioneered rockabilly, but also recorded a lot of great blues as well. That's Warren Smith right there, and So Long I'm Gone. We also heard from Earl Hooker, a nice instrumental called Bertha, from his release called Smooth Slidin', there from Earl Hooker. All right, up next, let's hear from Guitar Shorty from an album called My Way or the Highway. It's a little something called Hot a Saucy, Short and Grand. Guitar Shorty here on the Deep Blues Hour. Thank you.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identitytheft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identitytheft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Charlie Baker said, when I got that view, they took that view away from me. And that broke me down. When they took my mirror, they took my living away from me. Yes, sir.
Thank you. could be. My little dog was rolling and tumbling, yelling back from the bed down on the floor. My little dog was jumping and jumping from the bed down on the floor. He thought I was worrying, 'cause he never saw me cry before. I was singing, singing lots of lovely songs. Yeah. Singing lots of lovely songs. And I was all excited, well, because my baby was gone. I started singing trees, and I was lonesome as a man could be. I was thinking I should never see poems like a tree, and I was lonesome as a man could be. Well, I wonder what the world had happened. And when my woman up and left me, oh, it made me feel so bad. Only company I got in my house is my little dog and me. We'll be right back. the house. Yeah, my little dog named River. He shakes the whole joint when he runs through the house. It wasn't for my little dog River, my bed would be quiet as a mouse.
Lovely tune there from Big Joe Turner. That was The Midnight Special, the title track to the 1978 release out through Original Jazz Classics Records. There, Big Joe Turner. Plus, we heard from Mose Vinson, the piano man from Memphis. That was My Mule from Mose Vinson. All right. Up next, we're going to hear from Lightnin' Hopkins, but first, I wanted to remind you that Tartan Inc. joins you in supporting WRCT. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy and print shop conveniently located in the University Center on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. Services provided by the Copy Center include black and white and color copies, single and double-sided copying and printing, assortment of colored and textured papers, including cover stock, specialty papers, glossy papers, and resume quality paper, as well as large format poster paper. They also offer binding and finishing options, including cutting, laminating, folding, paddling, staping, tape binding, collating, comb binding, and coil binding, and more, as well as being an authorized ship and drop-off site for UPS. For more information, visit their website at www.cmu.edu/tartaninc or call them at 412-268-4828. Also, if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Well, as promised, let's hear from Lightnin' Hopkins. Here he is with Once Was a Gambler. Lightnin' Hopkins on the Deep Blues Hour.
Yeah, you know I once was a gambler, but I lost my money wrong. Yeah, you know I once was a gambler, boy, but I lost my money wrong. That's the reason I don't have no sweet woman. Now I done lost my happy home. Down and win, lose that no gold money. He sat around with his head hung down. When you lose that old doggo money, you'll sit around with your head hung down. You'll try to borrow you $50 to start all over again in another town. Too late, you done lose. Your friends don't pay no mind. Forgive me, I won't gamble no more. If you only will forgive me, baby, Lord have mercy. Poor Lightning won't gamble no more. Says I can't help you now. Sold out to the devil, and there's no way to go. And I couldn't help but cry. I cried like this. I didn't want you to gamble, Lightning. You know who I am. I'm your wife. She said I didn't want you to gamble, Lightning. You know who I am. I am your wife. She said, look at her brother, just like you lost your money. You had a good chance to lose your life. So go ahead on, Lightning.
Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
Boy, I love you. Now you don't want me. Blues all around. quiver. Blues all in my bed. Turn back my quiver. Blues all in my bed.
Music right there from Sleepy John Estes, along with his buddies Noah Lewis and Yank Rachel. That was My Black Gal Blues there from Sleepy John. Plus, we heard from Junior Kimbrough from his album called Do the Rump. That was Too Late Baby from Junior Kimbrough. All right, coming up next here on the Deep Blues Hour, let's hear from Josh White. This is from his early recordings back in 1933. Pre-war blues from Josh White. We'll also hear from Sonny Boy Williamson and Floyd McDaniel coming up to wrap up this hour. So here we are, Josh White on the Deep Blues Hour.
You must lay some flowers on my grave. Now lay some flowers on my grave. Oh, my father, he is dead, and the note he left, it said, you must lay some flowers on my grave. Now my father was a drunkard and a gambler too, and he left me kissing the lonesome blues. Now I hope my poor heart will change, 'cause I never want to die the same. You must lay some flowers on my grave. Now if I had I listened to what my poor mother said, now if I had I listened to what my poor mother said, now if I had I listened to what my poor mother said, Lord, I wouldn't be here crying about this life I've led. Put a wreath of flowers at my back, then you'll know the poor boy's satisfied. Put a bouquet on my breast, then you'll know I'm gone to rest. You must lay some flowers on my grave. Now when you hear that church bell toll, or when you hear that church bell tone, now when you hear that old church bell tone, ah, you know that the poor boy's dead and gone.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
Real products are tested for safety. My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
Go for real.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Wondering from side to side,
trying to get in touch and with a bit. But a bit by the by, oh, sitting here waiting. But he called me up on the phone. She been gone 24 hours, and that's 23 hours too long. You know, I was so doggone disgusted, I couldn't even get out of my bed. Went to eat my breakfast the next morning, the blues started walking all over my bread. Oh, sitting here waiting for her to call me up on the phone. The little girl, she been gone 24 hours, and that's 23 hours too long. I wanted to know just where I am. It was so sad, so lonesome. So much wrong as it gone. She been gone 24 hours, but that's 23 hours too long.
Thank you. when it rained 5 days and the clouds turned dark as night. Yes, it rained 5 days and the clouds turned dark as night. My house is falling down and everything seems out of sight. Well, it's thunder and lightning and the wind began to blow, blowing thunder and lightning, and the wind began to blow. My house is falling down, poor Floyd ain't got nowhere to go. On a high old lonesome hill, yes, I went and stood on a high old lonesome hill. Look down at my house where me and my baby used to live. Blues done told me, pack my things and go. Backwater blues done told me, yes, to pack my things and go. Cause my house fell down.
If you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.
Would you like to take the sounds of your favorite radio station to places you never thought possible? Well, now you can, because WRCT is live on the internet. Just point your browser to www.wrct.org and click on our live MP3 broadcast. Now you can go out of town without any feelings of loss or regret for leaving us behind, because we're just a mouse click away. WRCT, live on the internet. Because why should Pittsburgh have all the fun?
We're already seeing, and we're going to continue to see, massive increase in gas prices. And this is going to be dramatically accelerated because the United States will announce today, by the time you watch today's show, listen to today's podcast, it may already have been announced, the U.S. will ban oil from Russia, and the European Union plans to reduce by two-thirds the amount of oil purchased from Russia. We are already at record high gas prices, and this is only going to get worse. And I'm going to talk about all aspects of this. I'll talk about the political. I will talk about the technological, the climate change component, and the economic. But let's start with the big news today. The U.S. is expected today to announce a ban on Russian oil. The White House updated President Joe Biden's schedule to include an announcement of additional steps the U.S. will take to hold Russia accountable for its war on Ukraine. Those remarks will be delivered at the White House today. And the expectation is a ban on imports of Russian oil, which would cut about 8% of America's annual supply. Now, I want to remind everybody, we hear this talking point from the right. We were energy independent under Trump, and now we no longer are. The truth is that in the last couple of years of Trump, as well as last year under Joe Biden, the U.S. produced as much oil as it used. But that doesn't mean we only use our own oil. Some of the oil we produce, we export, and we also import. So even though total production and consumption were roughly equal the last couple of years of Trump and Biden, that is true. But also, oil is imported from Russia regularly. It's about 8% of American oil consumption, and that is going to stop. That has already caused oil prices to spike. In addition, the European Union is pledging to cut Russian gas imports by two-thirds. Did I say oil before? I meant to say gas. The EU is pledging to cut Russian gas imports by two-thirds before the end of the year. And that will also have an impact on energy prices, gas rather than oil. On top of this, Shell will no longer buy Russian oil nor Russian gas. Shell said it is breaking completely with Russia's giant energy industry, halting all purchases of Russian crude oil immediately and shutting service stations in the country. The UK-based company last week announced it was dumping investments in Russia, said it is abandoning all trade in Russian fossil fuels to align with government guidance. Russia is warning of $300 oil and threatening to cut off European gas if the West bans energy imports. And now Europe is saying, well, we're cutting down by two-thirds anyway. So Russia looking to escalate and threaten. And believe me, I mean, I'm against the use of fossil fuels. I believe our transition to renewables has been pathetically slow and hindered by bad or lack of policy in large